Oceanside Community Safety volunteers are a busy bunch, and one of them is taking some time out here and in the studio where things are much more relaxed and laid back. I think of this place as like a sanctuary. Michael Garland, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Dave. I am in peace with the earth. I'm on the beach. What could be any better than that?
but still busy. Gosh, you gave me a quick little rundown of some of the things the group's involved with, and there's a fair bit. Where are we starting now?
Well, I tell you what, the one that you've been promoting a lot, which is the Toto Rock.
Of course.
So we're, again, going to remind people, get out there, support this worthwhile endeavor. We have the burger and beer happening on Thursday night, but before that event in Qualicum Beach, the riders will be stopping at Bailey's in the Village. So make sure you get out there, support the riders, and remember, it's not about the money. It's mainly about the service that they're going to be able to provide for kids at Camp Good Times, and all the other great things that they're trying to do to help kids with cancer.
All right. So we'll see you there tomorrow then.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bells on and ready to rock and roll.
Wonderful. And I guess we'll see you. Am I going to see you Saturday too?
Yes. And this is something that you volunteer with. And again, hats off to you for stepping up and being a big part of our community. So Oceanside Volunteer Association, they're having their wellness and volunteer fair. And Oceanside Community Safety will be there. And with the weather changing in fall, we are looking for activities to do that will keep us dry. In spite of the sunny outlook that you just gave us, it will get rainy here eventually. So we have a lot of different activities people can participate in and help your fellow neighbors. So great day. Come out, talk to our volunteers, learn about some of the things you may want to do over the winter months to keep active and to help your fellow neighbor.
Very nice. So that's Qualicum Beach Civic Center, 10 till 3, free to attend. And if people don't get all their questions answered, then they can show up at the AGM, can't they?
Very good. What a great segue. Mm. I love dealing with a professional. Not only am I calmer, but this just works out so much better. Indeed. The whole idea of the Oceanside Community Safety Board, it's a governance board. So they don't go and stand by the roadside. They're not out there necessarily doing child car seat inspections, but they're a governance board, and they're the liaison. They work with the RCMP and our local municipalities to make sure we're delivering the services that local residents want. It's run by residents for residents, so we really encourage people, if you really care about your community, and remember, it is becoming fall, so if you want to do some things indoor, we ask of a commitment of 2 hours a month for our regular board meetings. And it's a great way for you to participate in the community, learn a little bit more about what goes on behind. We're holding it at 7 o'clock on Monday at the Qualicum Beach Civic Center. And we want to thank the town of Qualicum Beach for being so wonderful in hosting our event.
Nice. Oh, and I just want to let you know, you probably know this, but fall is technically already here. It isn't becoming. It is. Sorry.
Well, unfortunately, Dave, you know, sometimes I just fall off the bandwagon, so...
Oh, well, life goes on. Now, next, I can't read my own writing. Oh, Active Aging Week is approaching.
It is. And unlike me, who's not aging very gracefully, unlike you, who grace very marvelously, by the way, we have a number of events coming up. And we've spread out the events on Wednesday, October 2nd. We're going to be at the Qualicum Beach Commons, and that'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., doing simultaneously. It's like stereo. We're going to be doing both a bike and a scooter rodeo.
What?
So that what makes it so exciting. We're going to have a chance for you to talk to local RCMP on the actual rules and regulations of riding a bicycle as well as an electric scooter. There'll be some safety tips. There'll be prizes. Mm. Yes, there's lots of good things happening, and it'll be in a controlled environment. So we invite folks in the Qualicum Beach area. Please come out on the Wednesday and learn a wee bit more about biking safe and scooter safety as well.
Outstanding. And the date for that again, Wednesday, which?
Wednesday, October the 2nd.
The 2nd, okay. And then you're doing an equivalent thing for Parksville?
Oh, you segue right into it again.
Boom.
Wow, boom. There we go. Yes, on Friday, October 4th at the Oceanside Place Arena. So we'll be at the back of the building. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they don't want us to be seen in the front. But anyway, that's another point. We'll try not to bring the police cars while the light's flashing. But we will be holding that one from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Oceanside Place Arena. And again, same thing. It'll be different prizes. So we're not going to bait and switch and tell you we've got prizes for Qualicum Beach and none for Parksville. So, and we can't do these type of things without the support of the local community. So life support, assisted living will be there. Thanks to Greg and Tracy for coming out and volunteering, offering doing free checkups on your electric scooter as well.
Cool. And no cost to attend these, right?
Oh, what is the... Oh, yeah. Free?
Free the... That
yes.
word.
Yes. We haven't done that for a while, Dave.
No. We're off our game.
we'll
practice and get
we're
back
gonna get that one back because you know what? We do have some
free
stuff coming up later on.
All right.
There we go. There we go.
But do you have some more?
We have a few more things that we want to squeeze in. On Saturday, October 5th, we got the Emergency Preparedness Expo in Qualicum Beach. And again, very good event for people to be up to date on what you have to do in an emergency. Last December should have been kind of a wake-up call, that windstorm.
Mm.
A lot of people lost power for, I think the worst was 10 days.
Yeah.
Parksville Volunteer Fire Department, they're having an open house on Sunday, October 6th, and Oceanside Community Safety will be there as well, doing child car seat safety. And because we're talking about...
Free...
We have free reflectors.
I love them.
Yes. So we will have reflectors available in both the Parksville and Qualicum Beach office effective today. Mm. So encouraging people to put them on because with the change of the season here, pedestrians, remember, you don't want to be dead right. So make sure that you're walking on the edge of the road all the time. If there's no sidewalk, make sure you're facing traffic. And for goodness sakes, make sure you're dressed to be seen.
Oh, please. I know. Okay. Wonderful reminders. Good stuff, as always. Michael Garland, so good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.